The question today is, what is another gospel? This question comes probably as a result of what Paul said in the book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, especially in verse 6. He said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. In other words, as we look at that, there's two different Greek words that deals with those words another. One, the first one is, as you talked about, that he said, I'm amazed that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of God unto another gospel. That's the word heteros, which means another of a different kind, which is not another of the saving kind or same kind, which is allos, the saving kind. So he's talking about another gospel, and he goes on to say, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, Paul was amazed that the churches in Galatia had been removed from the Lord unto another gospel. But he proceeds to say in verse number 7 that there's not another gospel. In other words, there's only one gospel. And Paul said in Romans 1:16 that that gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So he defined this gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 3 and 4 as the one he delivered unto the church at Corinth. He said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. So we usually say the gospel of Christ is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just that he died, but that he died for our sins or in our place. But it involved the virgin birth, the sinless life, the vicarious death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his ministry of intercession, and his bodily coming back again. That's all necessary for Jesus to have qualified as our sin bearer on the cross of Calvary. So in Galatians chapter 1, verse number 8 and 9, though after he made these statements about another gospel being removed, Paul makes a couple of hard statements concerning any man or any angel, or that means messenger, preaching any other gospel than what he preached or what the saints at Galatia received. In other words, he said, let him be accursed. Twice he said that. Now, accursed means to be condemned to the lake of fire or separated from Christ forever. And therefore, he makes a statement under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He's not doing it on his own, because that's the divinely inspired word of God. In other words, God said, let any man or messenger who would pervert or change or corrupt or turn about the gospel of Christ, let him be accursed. That individual deserves hell because he's leading others astray, whereby making them, as Matthew 23:13 says about the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said, they make them twofold more the child of hell. Now, we're living in a day when many are preaching another gospel. I could deal a lot of different areas about what another gospel is, but for the benefit of this radio broadcast, I want us to think about the cults. Now, we'll define a cult for the benefit of this radio broadcast this way. It's a religious group who leaves Jesus out of their teaching. That's a supreme, I guess you would call that a severe cult in that sense, because they leave Jesus out of their teaching. Now, when he's left out, their message is not the gospel or the good news, because there's no salvation when you leave the Lord Jesus Christ out. Acts 4:12 speaks about Jesus. He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, I'll not spend a lot of time dealing with the cults, but because they're all cursed. They're all cursed. And Paul, in essence, said, let them go on to hell. By the way, some religions who use the name of Jesus could be identified as a cult, since Webster's defined a cult as the devoted attachment to or admiration for a person, principle, or so forth. And so, therefore, it doesn't necessarily have to leave Jesus out to be a cult. And yet, and many Baptists, in a sense, are cult because they're devoted to the man they're leading them more than they are to the Lord Jesus himself. And Paul said that's another gospel. It's not the gospel of the saving kind. And he said, just let them who preach that, and if they preach any other message than that, he said, let them go on to hell. And then the second thing we'll deal with as far as dealing with another gospel, we could call it baptismal regeneration. Really, there's no such thing as a baptismal regeneration. By the term By the term baptismal regeneration, we refer to those who believe that baptism is necessary for one to be saved. In other words, they teach that one's sins are washed away in the baptismal water. If that's the case, I'd hate to be the old cow drinking downstream from the man that's baptized in the stream because of his sins was washed away. And really all they do, they just quote part of the verse of Scripture, many times just to prove their point, such as Acts 22:16, where we find Paul's testimony about when Ananias came over to him and spoke to him and said, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." And they put a period right there and won't deal with the last part of that verse. They won't quote the last part, but the last part of that verse says, "Calling on the name of the Lord." One's sins are washed away when he calls on the name of the Lord, because Romans 10:13 said, "Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved." Well, on the way that any man can call on the Lord is to do it by the Holy Ghost. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 12:3, no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost, who's the Holy Spirit, must work godly sorrow that works repentance and produces faith in an individual before he can call on the name of the Lord from his heart and be saved. And therefore having his sins washed in the blood of Jesus, not in the baptismal waters. If any man or messenger preach baptismal regeneration, which is really a misnomer because there's no such thing, God's word said, let them be accursed. Just Paul said, let them go into hell. And that's God said that, all right? Another group that we could deal with for us, another gospel would be a works gospel. You see, works is human merit mingled with grace, which is another gospel. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, Titus 3, 5 said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And so salvation is Jesus plus nothing and minus nothing with no human merit involved. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of works. It's not something you would do. And all religions, whatever the name may be over the door, can be divided into two divisions. One of them is a due religion, and the other is a done salvation. Now, a done salvation means that Jesus did it all for me, and when I received him and his finished work by faith, and it's his work that brought me to that place, then I'm saved. It's done. And it's the work of the Holy Ghost that brings you that. Nothing you do involved in getting there. Not being baptized, not doing anything else. It's just his work. And we give him all the glory. But a due religion is when one has to add human merit to grace to save him, to keep him, or perfect him. And that's when one does that, they're preaching another gospel, and God's word said, let them be accursed. Just let them go on to hell. Folks, many people today out there, they'll say you can lose your salvation. If you can lose your salvation, you're depending on works to save you or works to keep you, and that's another gospel. Paul said, let them go on to hell. Let them be accursed. And so it's not by works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is of the Lord. One we could call here preaching another gospel that we want to deal with on this broadcast is the word only. Word only. By this I'm referring to those who preach their words right, but their practice doesn't match what the word teaches. They just reach out and get a verse and name it and claim it, and because the word says it, they've forced themselves to believe it. That's word only. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only. Now, it doesn't mean that the word wasn't there, because the word was there. The word's necessary. God uses the word, which is the record, 1 John 5 says, that points you to the Son, but he that's got the Son hath life, not the record. The record you must believe, but it'll point you to the Son whom you believe on, and that means to come to a point, place, and a time with a purpose of casting your all upon him, and that takes the work of Holy Ghost conviction to do that. And when you do that, then it's the Son that saves you, not the Word, not the record, if you please. And so he said in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, again, I read that, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also, meaning the word was necessary, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. In other words, the Holy Ghost, who is the Holy Spirit, must empower the word so as to produce godly sorrow and conviction. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 3:6, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now, one can have all the right words, but short-circuit the work of the Holy Spirit in practice, thereby causing many to think they're saved when in essence, in reality, they're still lost and have no real assurance, and they'll die and go to hell. The Pharisees had the word, but they didn't have Jesus, and they didn't have eternal life. In John 5:39 and 40, Jesus said to them, search the Scripture, For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come unto me, that ye might have life. John 1:4 says, in him was life. Again, 1 John 5:12 says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Folks, if you don't have the Son, you don't have life. Now, for years I had the revelation of the Son. I had the Word only, but I didn't have him, the reality him. Now, there is a difference. The difference between life and death is what it amounts to. We preachers need to preach the gospel of Christ, which is the revelation of him, and then leave it to the Holy Ghost to produce the reality in the individual's heart. Not enough to have a revelation. That's word only. That's head. But you've heard preachers say you're going to miss hell by heaven by 14 inches, and they're measuring the distance from the head to the heart. Well, if you've got revelation of him, that's in the head. It takes the Holy Ghost of God to produce the reality in an individual's heart. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6-7, he said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. In other words, it's not us who preach and plant and water. It's God who's everything. We're nothing. We're nobody. All we can do is plant and water, but God must give the increase. Salvation is of the Lord. And when we practice anything different, we really are preaching another gospel, and God's word said, let him be accursed. Now, the sad thing about it is those who receive word only, or another gospel, they too are also cursed. They're headed to a devil's hell, and their blood will be up on the hands of those who preach another gospel. I'm disturbed at the fact that we as Baptists, in a large percentage, have been removed from him that has called us into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 1. Brethren, what we need to do is get back to preaching and practicing the gospel of Christ, that is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe, so others will not have to be accursed. We're leading people astray when we've come up with our little canned plan and our little program of the Romans Road and just use word only and do not allow the work of the Holy Ghost to be complete in all three areas of conviction. That's in the area of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Talked to a preacher one day, and he said, if a man's convicted, he can be saved. I said, if it's complete. But he kept arguing and said, if he's convicted, he'd be saved. Folks, it's got to be conviction, which is reproval, which is convincing and convicting of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And that takes the gospel of Christ preached in power. And I can't empower it. You can't empower it. But the Holy Ghost has got to make it sharp, reaching down to the joint and the marrow, the bone, and the soul and the between the soul and the spirit of a man, letting him know he's not saved and he needs the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he brings him into the fold and makes salvation of him. And therefore, it's his gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. But another gospel, Paul said, let him be accursed. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.